弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们今天用一个欢喜、快乐、感恩的心来到你的面前。
Lord, today we come to you with a thankful and a joyous heart.
主，我们求你借着今天的这段的经文。
Lord, please help us through these verses.
也借着今天的信息。
And through this message today.
让我们知道一件事情。
And let us know one thing.
在耶稣基督里面的人
For people in Jesus Christ
他每天都有新的力量新的盼望新的恩典
They have new hope and strength and grace every day
就像主耶稣你自己受洗的时候圣灵降在你的身上
And this is like when the Holy Spirit descended on you when you were baptized
天开了
The heaven was opened
今天天也为每一个要信主的人打开
And today, heaven is open for every one of the believers.
要把天上各样的祝福降到我们身上
so the heavenly blessings can descend upon us.
我们这样祷告感谢奉耶稣的名
In Jesus' name, we pray and praise.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在教会这么多年，大概你会听到说，如果你有感动要决志信耶稣的受洗的，有没有？请你跟牧师报名，有没有这样？是不是？
So sometimes we heard that the saying that, if you are moved by the Holy Spirit, please contact pastor.
我们从来没有想到一件事情。
And we have never understood one thing.
全世界的每一个人。
Every person in this world.
他都必须要受洗。
Needs to be baptized.
为什么呢
？Why?
你看有一个少年的官他不是跑来见耶稣吗
So once there was a young person coming to see Jesus
他说梁山的父子我到怎样行才能够得永生
And he asked Jesus what he can do to have eternal life
很多的人他会想到说这个人生在世这么短暂
And some people say that we have such short life in this world
当我离开这个世界的时候
When we leave this world
我要去哪里
Where shall I go?
如果一个人他愿盼望能够得到永生
If a person is hoping for eternal life
那受洗它是一个唯一的一个过程
And he needs to go through baptism
为什么呢
Why?
第一个如果你受洗
When you are baptized
你承认耶稣是神的儿子
You admit that Jesus Christ is God's son
他就是神
And you recognize that he is God
道成肉身
And he came to this world
如果你受洗受洗
and after you are baptized
那你就是承认自己是个罪人
and you also admit that you are a sinner
耶稣是为我的罪定死在十字架上
Jesus died for us was crucified on the cross for our sins
他流了宝血洗净赦免我的罪
and he shedded his precious blood to cleanse our sins
如果你悔改认罪受洗你就领受所赐的圣灵
So when you repent, when you confess your sins and repent, then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以你重生了。
Then you will be reborn.
所以你的灵活过来了。
And your spirit will come to life.
你有永生。
And then you will have eternal life.
所以你就对死亡就不会惧怕。
So you will not fear death.
当有一天耶稣再来的时候。
When Jesus comes again one day.
你不要去担心，某某人他已经埋葬了多久了。
Don't worry about a person regarding how long he has been buried.
他从死里复活。
He will resurrect from death.
身体被改变。
And his body will be changed.
这个叫做得赎。
And this is called redemption.
那么在空中与主相遇。
And he will meet with the Lord in the air.
那回到天上永远与主在一起。
And he will go to the heavenly home and be with the Lord forever.
所以这是每一个要得永生的人唯一的一个路。
So to have baptism is a path that every person needs to go through in order to receive eternal life.
所以我说世界上每一个人他都应该要受洗。
So that's why every person in this world needs to be baptized.
但受洗是罪人的事情。
But baptized should be done for those sinners.
耶稣不是罪人啊。
And Jesus is not a sinner.
他为什么要受洗
？But why was he baptized?
是耶稣主动去找施洗约翰帮他洗礼哈。
And Jesus himself went to the John Baptist to get baptized.
那么耶稣到施洗约翰那里。
So, Jesus went to John the Baptist.
我想每一个要受洗的人。
Every person that wants to get baptized.
他自己被感动。
They were moved by themselves. They were moved by the Holy Spirit.
他要受洗。
And they wanted to get baptized.
不是我们一天到晚，哎，你要不要受洗？要不要受洗？不是这个样子。
So this is not really driven from external force by other people asking that person to get baptized.
那么当下就是在施洗约翰在约旦河为人受洗的时候。
So when John the Baptist was baptizing people in the Jordan River.
我们知道约翰是传悔改的洗礼。
We know that John the Baptist was baptizing people for repentance.
和我们现在的洗礼是完全不一样的。
And it was a different kind of baptism.
所以使徒行传十九章，那个保罗重新为施洗约翰的门徒再洗礼。
So in Acts chapter 19, we can see that Paul was baptizing the disciples of John the Baptist.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣还没有受死。耶稣还没有受死，耶稣还没有钉死十字架。
Because Jesus has not been crucified yet.
耶稣还没有复活。
And Jesus has not resurrected yet.
没有升天。
And he has not gone to heaven yet.
圣灵没有降临。
And the Holy Spirit has not descended yet.
教会没有建立。
And the church has not been established yet.
所以凡是受施洗约翰洗的人还要再受洗。
That's why those people who were baptized by John the Baptist needs to be baptized again.
过去在台湾在美国。
In the past in Taiwan or in the US.
凡是在安息日会在这个摩门教在耶和华见证人会在天主教在同一教受洗的人，我都要求他们重新受洗。
So, for those people who were baptized in some other kinds of congregation, like
要求他们再重新受洗。
They need to be baptized again.
包括现在在中国大陆很流行的在东方闪电，你在东方闪电受洗来到我们这里，我要求你再受洗。
So, for some people who were baptized in the denomination called like Lightning in the East, this kind of organization, they need to be baptized again here.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这些人的受洗是不是建立在圣经的真理，不是建立在耶稣基督的身上。
Because the baptism that they received in other places were not really was not based on the true doctrine of the Bible.
那么耶稣跑来要受施洗约翰的洗，因为他不是罪人啊。
So Jesus came to be baptized by John the Baptist. However, he was not a sinner.
他不需要受洗。
And he did not need to be baptized.
那他为什么要受洗？
But why was he baptized?
他是站在人的这个立场。
He was being baptized as a man.
他是神道成肉身来做一个人。
He became flesh to this world.
所以耶稣说，我现在是个人。
So he said, I'm now a man.
我要为全世界以后要受死的人做一个模范。
And he wanted to set a good example for those who needs to be baptized.
我要受死。
So that's why he said, I want to be baptized.
就是告诉我们历世历代的人。
And that was to tell people for generations to come.
你受洗是在顺服神的旨意。
To be baptized is to obey God's will.
马可福音十六章十六节说，信而受洗的必然得救。
In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, it says, Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
当彼得讲到的时候，那些听到的人很扎心。
And when Peter was preaching the gospel, those who are listening to the sermon was really moved.
他们就问彼得说：“哎呀，弟兄，我们怎么办呢？”
And they asked Peter, "Brother, what shall we do?"
这个问题要解决。 这个问题要解决。
So one issue needs to be resolved.
我以前啊在别的教会讲道的时候。
When I was preaching in some other churches.
我说你离开这个礼拜堂之前。
Before you leave this sanctuary.
你要解决你永生的问题。
You need to resolve the issue of eternal life.
然后你才放心的离开礼拜堂。
Then you can have peace of heart, peace of mind when you leave this church.
我今天也是这么说。
And today I will say the same thing again.
彼得就告诉他们。
Peter then told them.
你们要悔改。
You need to repent.
奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And be baptized in the name of Jesus.
马太福音二十八章十九节是说奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名施洗。
And in the Bible it says needs to be baptized in the name of God, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
然后你们领受所赐的圣灵。
Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个时候人必须要受洗。
So this is to say that a person needs to be baptized.
但是施洗约翰要拦阻耶稣施洗。
But John the Baptist wanted to deter Jesus from getting baptized.
另外一个翻译原文意思是，他想要改变耶稣的心意。
Another translation meant to say that he wanted to change Jesus' plan.
他不是拒绝耶稣施洗。
He was not really refusing baptize Jesus.
因为他曾经讲过这样的话。
Because he once said this.
他说有一个在我以后来的。
He said there will be a person coming after me.
我就是给他解鞋带也不配。
He's very powerful and I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes.
这是一个佣人啊，有家里有客人来的时候帮人家解鞋带。
And he was talking about acting as a servant to untie somebody's shoes.
他的能力比我还强。
And he said that person will be more powerful than me.
我说用水为你们施洗。
And he said I'm baptizing you with water.
但是这位耶稣他是用圣灵为你们施洗。
But Jesus will be baptizing you with the Holy Spirit.
他说我怎么配为神的儿子来施洗呢？
So he said, "How I'm not worthy. So how can I baptize God's son?"
有时候我们人的好意，人的好意，好的意。
Sometimes we have some good intentions.
往往就成了搞破坏。
But that good intentions may cause some unintended consequence.
就是破坏上帝的工。
It can be an obstacle to God's work.
比如说这个。马太福音十六章。
For example, in Matthew's chapter 16,
耶稣说我要到耶路撒冷去。
Jesus said, I must go to Jerusalem.
我受许多的苦。
And suffer many things.
受长老、祭司长的害。
At the hands of the elders, the chief priests.
然后我要钉十字架。
And then I will be crucified on the cross.
第三天从死里复活。
And I will be resurrecting on the third day.
其中有一个人。
And there was one person called Peter.
我有点像他。
And sometimes I'm a little bit like him.
哦，他说耶稣，你不能去啊。
And Peter said, Jesus, never, you should never go.
哎呀，你不能去死啊。
You should not go to die.
我相信他的动机是好的。
I believe that Peter had very good intentions.
但是魔鬼常常利用我们。好的动机。
But Satan sometimes used our good intentions.
但是我们这个动机是站在人的角度的动机。
The good intentions, when we say they're good, really we're talking about from the perspective of man.
不是站在神的角度的动机。
It's not from the perspective of God.
所以耶稣就对彼得里面的那个魔鬼说。
So,Jesus was talking to the Satan in Peter.
他说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。”
So Jesus said, "Satan, get behind me."
你是体贴人的意思，没有体贴神的意思。
You just have human concerns, but you do not have in mind the concerns of God.
我想现在全世界每一个教会有一个共同的问题。
Today, the churches in this world share a common problem.
我怎么成为一个属灵的人？成为属灵的人。
A common question. How can I be a spiritual person?
我能够站在神的角度。
How can I think about things from the perspective of God?
我去体贴神的意思。
How can I have God's concerns in mind?
我不体贴人的意思。
How can I get rid of my own concerns?
所以我还奉劝弟兄们，你就是要在圣经上下功夫。
And I want to advise you that you really need to focus on the Bible and learn more about the words.
你在家里要读经灵修。
You need to read Bible more at home.
要参加教会的查经。
And need to participate in the fellowship study, the Bible study in the church.
你知道牧师蒙召。
You know that when a pastor is called,
他就是要传讲神的话。
He needs to preach God's words.
包括讲道跟带查经
and also he needs to lead the Bible study.
这是一定要有的
and this is what a pastor needs to do.
或者上帝不会呼召他
Otherwise, this kind of pastor would not be called by God.
所以这样子我们可以成为一个属灵的人
So through through these ways, we can be more spiritual.
他说。约翰说：“我应该去让你受洗，怎么你到我这里来受洗呢？”
John the Baptist asked, "I should go to you to be baptized, but why do you come to me?"
这是施洗约翰的谦卑。
So John the Baptist was really humble.
他也屈膝顺服在主的面前。
And he was also obeying God's command.
当施洗约翰的门徒对他说
，When the disciple of John the Baptist said to him,
他说：“老师。”他是老师 ，OK。
Teacher。
哦，那个以前你为他施洗的那个，现在很多人都跑到那边去洗礼，不来你这里受洗了。
You see that in the past, a lot of people come to you. The person who were baptized by you, for that person now, a lot of people go to him to be baptized.
你知道施洗约翰怎么说
Do you know?What John the Baptist replied?
如果一个牧师，那个一个牧师
，If there's a pastor，
他这样子说
，If he said this，
那些人为什么不让我受洗，要让那个牧师施洗？你懂这个意思哈
？Why those people come to me, come to that person to get baptized, but not come to me?
那么他讲这句话不是从神来是从人的血气讲出来的
So when the pastor is saying something like this he was not really saying things from perspective of God but from the perspective of human concerns
他说他必兴旺我必衰微这是在约翰福音三章三十节
John the Baptist said he must become greater I must become less
意思就是说耶稣在我里面越来越多，越来越多。
And that is to say that Jesus will become greater and greater in my heart.
但是我自己呢，越来越少。
But my old self will become less and less.
所以圣灵在我里面就越来越多。
So that there will be more and more spirit in me.
所以神给我的力量也就越来越多。
And I'll gain more and more strength from God.
耶稣回答彼得说：“你暂且洗我，就是你暂且允许你，请你替我施洗吧。”
And Jesus replied, "Let it be so now."
他说：“我理当这样尽诸般的义。”
It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
这个意思就是说我应当来执行上帝对人类的一个要求。
And this is to say that I need to fulfill the requirement that God has for man.
所有人都要认罪悔改受洗。
Every person needs to admit their sins and get baptized.
耶稣虽然说我不是罪人。
Jesus said, even though I'm not a sinner,
但是我现在是个人。
I'm a man now.
我要站在人的这个立场。
So I need to act as a man.
我要受洗。
So I need to get baptized.
因为这是耶稣给我们立下了一个很好的一个典范。
So this is a very good example that Jesus set for us.
所以施洗就是在执行上帝的旨意。
So to get baptized is to obey God's command.
你们知道耶稣在马太福音六章三十三节他说什么？
In Matthew's chapter 6, verse 33,
他说：“你们不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
Do not worry about what you eat, what you wear.
你们要先求神的国和圣的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
You need to seek God, seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God, and other things will be added to you.
神的国就是神在我里面有管理统治权。
To seek the kingdom of God means.That God will control my life.
神的意就是上帝的旨意，我的行事为我的生活就遵循上帝的旨意。
To seek God's righteousness means that I need to obey God's will in my life.
我的需要神都知道。
And God knows my needs.
那他都会给我。
And He will provide.
所以当一个人受洗的时候，他进到水里面。
So when a person is baptized, he was immersing himself in water.
这个有很重要的一个实际意义。
And there is a very significant meaning for this.
就是说我那个罪人，那个旧人，已经跟耶稣一同埋葬，一同钉死了。
And immersing himself in water means that the old self, the sinner, has been buried.Has died together with the death of Christ.
我必须承认一件事情。
I have to admit one thing.
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
虽然我现在是个牧师。
Even though I'm a pastor now.
可是在我成为基督徒之前。
But before I was a believer.
我是一个可能随时要灭亡的人。
I'm a person that was about to perish any time.
在我人生的路上，我遇到了耶稣。
But in the journey of my life, I met Jesus Christ.
所以当我从水里上来的时候，
So when I went up out of the water,
一个按照神形象新创造的人，
I became a newborn person with God's image in me.
与耶稣一同复活了，
And I resurrected with Jesus Christ.
神的灵住在我的里面，
And God's spirit lives in me.
我的灵活过来。
And my spirit revived.
我有永生。
And I have eternal life.
我从今以后我是按照神的这个旨意来生活。
So that from now on I will live my life according to God's will.
所以施洗是这样的一个意思。
So this is what baptism means.
那么耶稣受洗的时候，圣父、圣子、圣灵同时显现。
When Jesus was baptized, the God, Son, and the Holy Spirit appeared at the same time.
圣经说，当耶稣受洗从水里上来的时候。
And the Bible tells us that when Jesus came out of the water,
圣灵仿佛鸽子降在耶稣的身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended like a stove and alighting on him.
他说天开了。
And he said the heaven was opened.
你知道约翰福音一章五十一节。
In John chapter 1 verse 15.
创世纪二十八章。
And in Genesis 28.
这讲到说天开了。
And it talk about heaven being opened.
有一个梯子。
And there was a ladder.
有神的使者上去下来。
And there was an angel coming up and down.
天开了什么意思？
So what does this mean? The heaven was opened.
当一个人还没有信主受洗之前
，Before a person become a believer，
天是为他关的
，The heaven was closed for him。
当他悔改认罪受洗的时候
，But after he confessed his sins, repent and get baptized，
天为他开了
，The heaven will be open for him。
以弗所说一章三节说是什么
？So in Ephesians 1 verse chapter 1 verse 13 it says like this。
神把天上各样属灵的福气要赐给这些受洗的。
And God is giving all the heavenly spiritual blessings to the people who are baptized.
把我们的需要、我们的困难、我们的重担都带到天上主耶稣的施恩宝座那里。
And we can give our need, we can bring our needs and also the burden on us to heaven.
但是主耶稣把天上他的恩典，我们的需要， 各种属灵、属物质各方面的需要，是从天上带来给我们。
And God gave us all kinds of heavenly realms of heavenly blessings to us.
所以我们要感谢主。
So we need to thank God.
诗篇一百二十一篇第一节说。
And in Psalm 121.
我的帮助从何而来？
It says, where is my help?
我的帮助乃是从造天地的耶和华而来。
And my help comes from God who created this universe.
所以要恭喜在座的各位弟兄姐妹。
So I want to congratulate you on this.
天为你开了。
Heaven has been opened for you.
24小时你任何时候有状况发生。
So in 24 hours, 7 days a week.
你的帮助，我们的主耶稣随时都会出现。
And our help, Jesus Christ, will appear in our life.
所以希伯来书四章十六节这样子讲。
So that's why in Hebrew 4:16 it says.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
在座的朋友们
，brothers, sisters, and friends,
你有重担
？Do you have burden on you?
你有压力吗
？Do you have stress?
你有很多的烦恼的事情吗
？Do you have a lot of worry?
这里说你来到耶稣基督的施恩宝座面前。
And here it tells us that we need to come to God's throne of grace.
我要得连续蒙恩惠。
So that we may receive mercy and find grace.
做你在任何时候他的帮助。
So you can receive help.
所以我们感谢主。耶稣出生的时候，那天使说耶稣的名字是什么，你们还记得吗？
Thank God. Do you still remember what angels called Jesus when Jesus was born?
你们记得耶稣的名字是什么？
And what it was the name of Jesus Christ?
中文四个字，啊？
以马内
利。以马内利，好，我哪天送你一个书签啊
？Emmanuel。
以马内利是什么意思
？And what does Emmanuel mean?
以马内利这是翻过来的、啊，是什么意思？就神。与人同在，神借着耶稣与人同在。你信不信？现在耶稣在与你同在，对不对
？That means God is with man.
当所罗门圣殿建好的时候
，When the Solomon temple was established,
神的荣光就在那个圣殿。
And God's glory was in that temple, in that church.
今天神的荣光也在我们当中。
And today God's glory is with us too.
我们领受了所赐的圣灵。
And we receive the Holy Spirit.
所以神住在我们里面。
So God lives in us.
我们就有一般人所没有的那种能力。
So we have that power and strength that an ordinary person, non-believer, does not have.
保罗说，这个能力不是出于人，是出于神。
And this strength is not from man, it's from God.
耶稣是神的爱子。
And Jesus is God's beloved Son.
你看，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We see here God, Son, and the Spirit.
神在天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And God says from the heaven, this is my Son whom I love.
在整个新约圣经里面有三次神这样子说。
And in the New Testament, there are three places God says something similar to this.
是说耶稣是，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And he's saying, "This is my beloved son, and I'm pleased with him."
但是马太福音十七章第五节这样子说。
In Matthew chapter 17, verse 5.
加了一句话。
One more statement was added.
你们知道那句话是什么
？What was that? Do you remember?
谁知道
？Who knows? Who knows that?
你们要听他。我们听谁？听耶稣的，对不对？后面耶上帝加了一句话：“你们要听他。”
Listen to him. That was added.
那我们呢？也是神所爱的儿子。
We are also a beloved children of God.
天使不是报佳音吗？对不对？
So the angels were spreading good news.
他有一句话。
And there was one statement.
他说天上荣耀归于神。
And the heavenly glory goes to God.
地上平安呢？归于谁？他所喜悦的人。
And the peace in this world goes to people who he is pleased with.
所以弟兄姐妹，我恭喜你啊。
So congratulations, brothers and sisters.
因为你是神所喜悦的人。
Because you are beloved children of God.
这地上平安过于神所喜悦的。
And the peace in this world goes to people whom God is pleased with.
所以保罗在哥罗西书第一章第十节，他这样子说。
So in Colossians chapter 11.
Chapter 1, verse 10. 他说：“好叫你们行事为人，对他的主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。”
And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work.
所以感谢主，我们是神所喜悦的人。
So thank God, we are beloved. We are the beloved children of God.
我什么事情都可以做。
I can do everything.
这个哥林多前书说，凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
And in 1 Corinthians it said,
凡事你都可以做，但不都有益处。Okay,
basically saying that you can do everything, but not everything will benefit you.
但是我要做一件事。
But I want to do one thing.
讨神的喜悦。
I want to do things that are pleasing to God.
所以感谢赞美主。
So thank God.
在这里我们可以看见说圣父、圣子、圣灵同时出现。
And we see once again that Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son appeared at the same time.
马太福音28:19-20.
And in Matthew's chapter 28, verse 19.
耶稣说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父、子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
你看，奉父、子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
So this is...to say that baptizing people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
那么在哥林多前书后书十三章的时候每一次牧师为会众祝福。
And in
13:14.
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。神的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
你看，圣父、圣子、圣灵来为每一个弟兄姐妹、为朋友们祝福。
So this is talking about the grace from God, the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，现在请大家安静祷告。我们下面要领圣餐。
Now let's pray, and after the prayer, we'll have the communion service.